Okay, good. All right, we ready? Good evening, everybody. It is 4:30, and I want to call our meeting of Monday, March 3rd, 2025. We will call it to order at 4:30 p.m., and we will begin with a proclamation, Government Communicators Day. Bernie and her team, and we will join with them. Guys, let's go down and give this proclamation. Hey there.
Hi.
You good?
Yes.
Good to see you.
Yeah. I'm not the only one in this picture. Get over here.
I know. Get them all here. Hey, buddy. How are you today?
Yeah.
That's right. Short people, we're up front.
Yeah.
All right. So, good evening, everyone. It's good to see you all. Or late afternoon to everybody. Yeah, so we'll turn. There's the crowd right here. Crowds to our left. Let's kind of do it like this. Hi, y'all. All right, so this is a proclamation by the mayor of the city of Mansfield. Whereas the role of government communications professions is to inform, educate, and engage their communities, and whereas robust communication in government creates trust and inspires residents to take action and be involved, and whereas government communications create relationships and calls to action, build awareness and understanding through storytelling, engage and foster engagement on civic issues, and use all channels to include people in critical decisions. And whereas it is essential to have strong communications in government because it is foundational elements of living in a democracy where citizens have the freedom to make their voice heard, and whereas the city of Mansfield is proud and has deep gratitude and recognition for government communicators, professionalism, their dedication, hard work, commitment, enthusiasm, and sacrifice. Whereas government entities around the nation have recognized Government Communicators Day. Now, therefore, I, Michael Evans, Sr., Mayor of the City of Mansfield, Texas, join with the members of the Mansfield City Council to recognize Government Communicators Day, and we know that a communicator wrote this, right? Government Communicators Day. So let's give them a round of applause. Y'all give them some love. All right. Here you go. Okay, here, help me. There you go. You get to hold the, you get to hold the nice. Thank you. All right. Here you are, ma'am.
Oh, thanks. I get to keep this.
Sure. Why not? Go ahead, Nana. Yeah. Excuse me. I want to reach over here. All righty, we're going to recess into executive session. The council will now retire into executive session pursuant to section 551.071, 551.072, 551.074, and 551.087 to discuss the items as outlined on the agenda. The council will now recess into executive session at 4:34 p.m. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to reconvene into our regular business session at 6 p.m. And we will have our invocation by Pastor Jeremy Moss with the Mercy Culture. And we'll have our pledge by Mr. Tenora and our Texas pledge by Mr. Newsom. Let us all stand. And if there's anybody covered, please remove your caps during the prayer and the pledges.
So, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this opportunity to stand before you and come before you. Father, I pray over this council meeting. I pray over all the members. I pray over the mayor. I pray over everyone here. Lord, let your presence come in this place. And we say no spirit but the Holy Spirit. And let everything be done to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Under the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We will begin with our citizens' comments. Those citizens who are wishing to address the council on non-public hearing agenda items and items not on the agenda, you may do so at this time. Due to the regulations of the Texas Open Meetings Act, please do not expect a response from the council because we're not able to do so. This will be your only opportunity to speak unless you are speaking on a scheduled public hearing item. And after the close of the citizens' comments portion of the meeting, only comments related to public hearings will be heard. All comments are limited to 5 minutes. All right, Ms. Marin, do we have any cards, ma'am? All right, thank you very much. All right, I'd like to call Esteban Loya, if you will come, please, and state your name and your address, and you'll have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I live on 1703. My name's Esteban Loya, 1703 Hackney Drive. It's right off Lone Star. The reason I'm here is because I was trying to get a yield sign added on the exit on Lone Star. When you're exiting off 360 to the Lone Star exit, that's 60 miles an hour. It's like exiting on a highway. So there's no yield sign. So I think it's very dangerous. And there's been, I would say, at least 6 to 7 wrecks there because there's no yield sign. So we're coming off at 75 miles an hour versus the other guy's going at 60. You have probably, I would say, less than 100 yards to exit. So there's just been a lot of wrecks there. So I was hoping there would be an added yield sign there. That's the reason I'm here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We have Miss Nguyen. You will come at this time. State your name and your address.
Thank you. Share. My name is Noette Nguyen.
Yes, ma'am.
I live on 1701 Hackney Drive as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Same street as Mr. Steve there. And my concern is Spectrum was brought into my neighborhood, and there is yard issue, water issue for 2 years now. Spectrum is saying it's the city problem. And the city is saying it's Spectrum problem. I'm in the middle. And I did talk or email Mr. Joe here, the city manager. I wanted to see how it can get into the agenda, how it's gonna get fixed. It's been 2 years and there is no one fixing anything. There's neighbors that fall. My kids can't even play in the front yard because it's always wet. There's algae, there's mold. And we live in a very pretty gated community, yet no one is fixing anything. And then my second issue is the developer did a drainage between our house, Steve and I. There's continued water that continue to drain from the hill on top. And I just found out about Julian Holmes, Stormwater Coordinator, Environmental Service, that they also need to come out and fix the issue. But the main issue is Spectrum. I just want some answer. I just want this to be fixed. And it has been hard on me for the past 2 years, fighting Spectrum, and nothing is done. I didn't let Spectrum in. And if you did, then you should be fixing this. That's the issue.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Do we have any other cards, ma'am? All right. All right, then, that will bring to an end our citizens' comments. We'll move to council announcements. Ms. Short?
None for me, Mayor.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Brosh?
No, sir.
Mr. Tenora? Mr. Fresquez?
None for me, Mayor.
Mr. Newsom?
Yeah, one quick announcement. Just like to congratulate the summit. Jaguars basketball team making it to the state semifinals. They will actually be playing tomorrow night in Corsicana at 7:30. So congratulations to them and good luck. And if they win, then it'll be sometime Saturday in San Antonio for the state finals. State championship.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, Ms. Bounds? And none for me. All right, Mr. Smolensky.
Just a couple of things, Mayor. All right. I'm neighbors with both of these folks that got up and spoke here under citizen comments. And if it's okay, I'd like, Raymond, would you mind coming to the podium for just a second? Give them an answer as to whether or not we can do a yield sign. I think they're talking about coming off of when you're traveling south on 360, and you exit Lone Star. There is no yield sign as you're coming off there, and it's a dangerous thing. Can you talk about that for a minute, please? Is there anything that we can do about that? Is there any support we can give the state, any requests we can make to do that?
We've made or can make? I'm sorry.
Can we do anything? Can we make any requests? What can you do?
Yeah, we can make a request at the TxDOT level because that's in state right-of-way. And I don't know, I'd have to look back at their previous project if there was anything included or how it was addressed to see if anything about the history of that, but we can certainly do that, yes.
Let's please do that then. And then the second issue, Vanessa, Mrs. Ramirez, we talked about this last week and we've got utility crews that are gonna go out and take a look at that, see if we can't have the drainage dumped into the sanitary, or the the sanitary sewer system, not to deal with that, but into the stormwater system, right?
Yes, we've already sent information over to our executive director of Public Works, and he's looking into getting that scheduled.
Okay, we're working on it. I got that email last week, and we're working on it.
All right, All right, outstanding. Thank you, sir. All right, item 11, is there any action to take pursuant to executive session?
Mayor, I have one.
Yes, sir, Mr. Brosh.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the city attorney's office to file suit to obtain access to the property located at 1101 Matlock Road, Mansfield, Texas 76063, against Bashara Estate Holdings, LLC, and any other person or entity the attorney finds need be named as defendant, as we discussed in executive session.
Thank you, sir. May I receive a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Short. All right. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. And item carries 7-0. Thank you very much. All right, we move to item 12. These are our consent agenda items and all matters listed under the consent agenda. They have been previously discussed, require little or no deliberation, or considered to be routine by the council. If discussion is desired, then an item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Otherwise, approval of the consent agenda authorizes the city manager to implement each item in accordance with staff's recommendation. Council, are there any items that you would like to have removed at this time?
Yes.
Okay. No. Ms. Bounds? Then I'll.
Mayor, I'd like to remove 25-6459.
All right. Okay, is that it? Ms. Short?
I'd like to remove 25-6448.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay, get our staffers to come up here. All right, let me receive a motion. Oh, well, that's technically it, yeah. I know, yeah, there is none. There ain't any. All right, so item 25-6448, it's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing the city manager and the Mansfield Police Department to make application, receive, and expend grant funding from the State Homeland Security Program, LETPA projects, SHSP-L, to purchase handheld thermal imagers in an amount not to exceed $30,000. Chief, well, you look nice today, Chief.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You know, a little bit off topic, but I gave this young lady my business card, and we'll commit to stepping up some traffic enforcement in that area and try to slow some traffic down. Unfortunately, we're in that area, we're dealing with a lot of people that may only frequent our city at particular times. We're certainly going to make an effort to step up those patrols in that area until we can get a yield sign or whatever else we can do. When we're dealing with the state, as Raymond will tell you, it doesn't move very fast. It doesn't move fast as our city. And so, you know, we're up against that. We'll definitely step up, do our part on that.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Chief, I had a couple of questions. Wondering how many devices this will get us, and is there any money out of pocket for the city?
Okay, great question. So, believe it or not, I'm going to probably tell you more than you want to know, but in 22, we actually applied for this through a grant. And what happens on a grant is that you make application for a grant. We were approved for the grant in 22, and I may be a little bit off, but it was about 2022. We were approved for that grant, but they ran out of money. So we were on the approval list. They actually contacted us back and said, hey, we really want you to apply for this grant again. It's a great grant. You did a great job on it and so forth. And not to guarantee that we get this particular grant, but we were approved on it the first time. So there is no match to it. As you know, there's some grants that we have to put money into it. Worst case scenario on this, and I still need to get confirmation, is that we may have to expend the money first, present the receipt, and then get reimbursed for it. And I was going to say Listino, but he's not there right now. I could probably answer that question. But what is he? He's sneaky. That guy's sneaky, isn't he? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. He knew you were going to call.
Man, I thought you had my back. I mean, somebody help me out over here. So I think traditionally that's the way it happens, is we pay for the money up front and they reimburse us within 30 or 60 days, something like that. And so to answer your other question, how many does that get? Well, if we get $30,000, we think that we end up with four of them. They're $7,500 a piece. If we get $10,000, it's a minimum award of 10 and a maximum award of 30, and then it's also contingent on what you can negotiate to get the best product for the best price. And that's something that we're still involved in. It's not that we have to buy one from a specific vendor. It gives us the ability to go back and look at the list and say, here's the approved list, and where can I get the biggest bang for the buck? And that's what we'd go after, obviously, because we want more than as many as we can get. And one thing that you should know is whenever you look at something like this, you automatically think, well, is that a SWAT team item or what is that? Believe it or not, an item like this is an everyday item that's deployed in patrol, that's utilized on midnights, and it gives us the ability to see inside our parks as we're patrolling our parks. If you can imagine how helpful that would be. It helps us look for that lost kid that's lost in the woods at night or wherever that happens to be, and it's used for investigative purposes throughout the night on different things. We deploy these strategically around our city. If we had four, we would deploy two northern units and two southern units so that we can cover our city adequately. And currently we have a much cheaper version of that we've had for several years now. And this allows us, we only have two of those, this allows us to equip more people out in the field. So sorry for the long explanation, but I think it warranted what that looks like. So at the end of the day, it's money that's completely granted, if that makes sense.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yes, go ahead, just Mr. Newsom.
Real quick follow-up, Tracy. On that, you know, depending on, it looks like it's probably a limited number of awards as far as potential items or potential pieces of equipment. Is there similarly, like the next item, a way to work with other grantees to pull those resources to be able to take advantage of a larger order whomever's also awarded the grant.
Now, that's a great question. Usually you wouldn't share a grant. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, no, not necessarily share the grant, but pull the buying power of the multiple recipients of the grant.
Yeah, so the way it works for cities, and you know this, I'm just going to reiterate something that you already know, and that is that we have to get three bids, but more than that, what we do is we like to go to the government buying source, and so there's several of those out there that we are already capitalizing on those predetermined and pre-negotiated amounts. So certainly we'd be going to one of those to be able to make that purchase. I think that's what you're saying. Are we making sure that we're exercising all the buying power that we can? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, I was just thinking along the lines of similarly along the next item that's on what's on the consent agenda as far as working with other people that or other municipalities that are receiving this grant. As far as your sources of where those funds will be allocated, if there is a way that you can pull resources or individual or cities together to where they have a greater purchasing power than just us individually, even with the approved sources or approved areas to make those purchases.
Yeah, so the short answer is absolutely, and that's what we want to do because, if we got the whole $30,000, we'd love to get four of those. If we negotiated a better deal based off of what you're saying and exercising those, and it gives us the ability to get five of them for the same amount of money that we have to spend, then, man, that's a huge win for us, everybody involved. It's even one thing that it's a big ticket item. It's a capital expense for the city if we put it on a budget. But we did not carry that in our budget. We won't be presenting this in our budget this year because we feel confident that we're either going to get a grant this year or next year. And so we feel confident in that just based on the conversations we've had with Homeland Security and the individuals processing the grants. Nobody can make any promises on that stuff. It's by grading system. And again, whenever they run out of money, you may be the guy right below the line that they ran out on. It's frustrating because that's happened to us before.
Sure. But great. So, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Sharp. Second. Property purchasing of goods, products, and or services by and between the City of Mansfield and the City of Salina, authorizing City Manager or designee to execute any documents necessary to implement this resolution, finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law. Mr. Lestina.
Yes, thank you, Mayor.
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Bounds.
Well, I was looking at the City of Salina. That's kind of way up there. So
yes,
tell me what type of agreement this would be that would benefit us way down here and would benefit them way up there.
So the City of Salina used a contractor for their fire department for a service called Standards of Cover. And so what that does is this company, which has been in business for a while, does this for cities around the country and helps them understand to stay within the time response that we would like to see, which is under 8 minutes, how many stations we would need. Is it possible to have a double engine company, meaning that two companies run out of the same station, but it allows greater coverage. And so Mike Ross, Fire Chief Ross, and the fire department wanted to engage this again to figure out exactly where, if we need a Station 6, exactly where Station 6 should go and the best places for Station 6. They'll also look at that double engine company. Should we move another station in town? We have a couple stations that are on major thoroughfares. Station 3, for example, right across the street from Mansfield High School. So you can imagine that if there's calls between 7 and 3, or really 7 to 7, you know, many of us have teenagers that have gone to Mansfield High, and, you know, during the school year, there's stuff going on all the time at the school. And so helping them get out and get to that emergency that much quicker. And so that's what this study is for, to share in that agreement that they already negotiated the price for, much like what Chief Aaron was saying to Councilmember Newsom's point. So we can also, we intend to use it for that, but if they have any other contracts with other agents or other services that we want to utilize, we can do that, as and they can utilize our agreements as well for anything that we negotiated on the city's behalf that is beneficial to them. So it goes both ways, to help both entities purchase, again, to Councilmember Newsom's point, cooperatively to get that best price at the end of the day.
And efficiencies as well, looks like.
Yes, efficiencies as well. Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's all I had.
All right, thank you. Any other questions regarding this item? Call for a motion then.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Bounds.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Newsom. Questions? No additional ones? All right, that item carries 7-0. All right, public hearing continuation and second and final reading, item 24-6331. It's an ordinance, a public hearing continuation, a second and final reading on an ordinance approving a change of zoning from PD, Plan Development District, to a South Mansfield Forum-Based Development District and C2 Community Business District on approximately 57.95 acres in the John Robertson Survey, abstract number 1317, City of Mansfield, Tarrant County, Texas, generally located east of U.S. Highway 287, east and west of North Mitchell Road and north of the Union Pacific Railroad right-of-way, on property addressed at 101 South U.S. Highway 287 and at 20 and 24 North Mitchell Road, BV Mitchell LLC, and the City of Mansfield applicants, zoning case number 24-008. Note, at the February 24, 2025 public hearing on this case, the City Council approved a motion to zone the property to C2 Community Business District. Council and public hearing comment, discussion, and action by the council will include the proposed rezoning of the property to C2 Community Business District. All right, Mr. Clayton Comstock.
Mayor?
Yes.
This is on this item. I'm going to be recusing myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Vasquez. All right. Abstain.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I would like to see if we could recess into executive session to seek advice from our attorney.
Yes, ma'am. So, ladies and gentlemen, pursuant to Section 551.071, Texas Governmental Code, the council does reserve the right to convene into executive session from time to time as deemed necessary by during this meeting for any posted agenda item to receive advice from its attorney as permitted by law. At this time, we will recess into executive session pursuant to Section 551.071 regarding this item, 24-6331.
attorney's still outside talking.
Okay.
Give them a couple minutes. Hey, can you turn your mic up?
Of course. We will reconvene at this time into our regular business session at 7:40 p.m. We'll pick up again at item 24-6331. And again, it's the public hearing continuation, second and final reading on an ordinance approving change of zoning from PD Plan Development District to South Mansfield Farm-Based Development District and C2 Community Business District. On approximately 57.95 acres in the John Robertson survey, abstract number 1317, City of Mansfield, Tarrant County, Texas, generally located east of U.S. Highway 287, east-west of North Mitchell Road and north of the Union Pacific Railroad, right-of-way on property addressed at 101 South U.S. Highway 287 and at 20 and 24 North Mitchell Road, B.B. Mitchell, LLC, and the City of Mansfield applicant zoning case number 24-008. Again, at February 24, 2025, public hearing on this case, the City Council approved a motion to zone the property to C2 Community Business District. Council and public hearing, a comment discussion, action by the council will include the proposed rezoning of the property to C2 Community Business District. Mr. Comstock.
Thank you for that introduction, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. I don't have any additional slides or information to present from your February 24th meeting at first reading. No changes have been made to the application per that February 24th first reading, so I'll be happy to take any questions that you have at this time or bring up any of the slides that you saw at the February 24th meeting.
All right, thank you, Council. All right, go ahead, Mr. Fresquez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to clarify or at least get an update on my status on this, and I'll defer to Ms. Adams.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Councilmember Fresquez, at the last meeting, just so everybody understands, he recused himself. He had a concern because he is the president of Methodist Mansfield Medical Center. So he was concerned and was afraid that he had a conflict in talking to him with regard to the properties that are owned by the hospital in his role. I don't believe he has a conflict, so he is eligible to vote. He could, of course, always abstain but if he believes it appears to be inappropriate, but I don't think he thinks that, and so I just wanted to clarify that. The reason that he's back out here and is staying back out here and is participating is because he does not have really a legal conflict that would prohibit him from voting.
All right. Thank you very much. So then at this time, Council, if there are not any other comments to be made, I will then continue the public hearing at 7:43 p.m. And, ma'am, do we have? Okay, actually, all right. We have applicants. If any of the applicants would like to come at this time and to address council, you may do so at this time. I've got Mr. Brunick, Mr. Rise, Mr. Ovesum, I believe, Mann, and Hampton. If either would like to at this time, you may do that. Just please make sure that you filled out a card and just come state your name, address, and please approach.
Tommy Mann, 500 Winstead Building, representing the applicant. You'll probably hear just from me and Mr. Brunick, but our entire team is here. I want to start by the summary of how we got here tonight as a plea to what we think is fairness. We filed an application for SOMA, South Mansfield Farm-Based District. Notices were mailed for a request to rezone the property to SOMA and conducted before the Planning and Zoning Commission, which voted to recommend approval of a rezoning of our property to SOMA. We didn't apply for C2 zoning, notices were not sent for the possibility of C2 zoning. We received word that a hearing was going to be conducted here last week, very late. My client showed up, and a vote was held to rezone our property to C2. When you purchase property in a city, you understand what the existing zoning is, and you understand that you have no right to get it rezoned, but you have the opportunity to seek it. But you understand that the zoning you have when you make that acquisition is what you can develop on the property. Investments are raised based on that understanding. Loans can be taken out based on that understanding. And you proceed. We understand we're not entitled to SOMA. And in fact, we're fine at this point and are requesting that you just deny the request. We understand SOMA is not desired, but we haven't asked for C2. We don't want C2. It greatly diminishes the value of our property, and it reverses what we think was the reasonable expectation we had when we acquired the property to develop under our existing zoning. And so we would simply request that you deny it. We issued on Friday a withdrawal of our application, which from my reading of your ordinances is valid and allowed. If that withdrawal is not going to be recognized, we would appreciate an explanation on the record for why we're not able to withdraw our application this evening. And the final procedural point I'll raise, and admittedly you all are a bit unique with these two readings, but by my understanding now of the lack of a conflict from one council member, in light of our opposition, last week's vote failed because you only had 4 votes out of an eligible 7 members to vote. And we've triggered a 3/4 voting requirement by our opposition. But putting those procedural elements aside, as a matter of fairness, we didn't ask for C2. We're not here seeking C2. We'd much prefer to maintain a posture of cooperation and partnership and work with you on a different vision for the site other than SOMA and other than C2, which is why we've registered opposition, asking you to simply deny it and allow that to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. All right, then another, please come.
Good evening, Council. As you know, I'm Ben Brunig with Copper Real Estate. And last Monday night, as you know, took me by a great surprise. I've gotten to know each of you at the city over the last 3 or so years. And I've worked in good faith on several projects now. And this project particularly becomes very surprising as we've had hundreds of emails on this project at this point. In-person meetings, phone calls. I brought my whole development team here because all these people have had their hands involved with this, and we've worked in good faith with the city. And let me just, a brief history here, just this project. I received a call saying that the owner was looking to sell this piece of property back in August of 2023. Before I made any action on that, I came and had a meeting with Mr. Smolensky and Mr. Jones, and I just said, guys, what would you like to see here? What is your vision for the property? And at that point, they said, this is the funniest thing. We are also considering evaluating this property for purchase of the city because we have an issue. Encore needs a new location for their facilities, and so we were considering using this property to relocate Encore. I said, okay. I said, guys, you want me to stand down? Or do you guys want to buy it? Is there a partnership opportunity? What would you guys like to do here? And they said, you know what we'd prefer to do is have you move forward and buy it. And with the spirit of, we'll work together on this property. And so I know Joe and Matt know that very well. And I said, okay, I'll move forward. But guys, you got to know, I have to buy this for the in-place zoning. But my dream for this would be put a SOMA district here and have mixed use. And we could bring retail, we can bring some really cool experiential retail stuff, but we've got to have different types of housing here. And so if we can work together here, I'll help you with relocating Encore here to the best of my ability. And so they said, that sounds great, go for it. And I just had a great relationship building rapport with each of you council members on another project with Styria District. And so I said, okay, so I had to go to an investor and say, hey, I think this is a great opportunity for us. We can buy this property, protected by the in-place zoning. with the opportunity of partnering with the city to bring about something great for the city. And we'll collaborate and we'll work together. And so that's what we did. And so we quickly purchased it. In the end of September, we owned the property. Okay? Between October 2nd and January 29th, myself, Joe, Matt, and representatives from Encore spent 4 months, 37 emails, 4 in-person meetings, tons of pre-development dollars, 4 or 5 different layouts to accommodate Encore to be there. And we all said, hey, where should they be? What do they want? And finally, Joe stepped up and said, you know what? I think we're at an impasse, Encore. Your requests are too much for this property. We just don't think it's a good fit. No problem. So we spent time, money, energy, in good faith to bring about something great here, trying to be a good partner to the city, solve a problem for the city or a preference for the city, and be a good partner. So we did that. Then we went on and said, okay, guys, do we still have a vision for this to be a mixed-use district? Yeah, let's go do it. So then we spent another 4 months between February 1st all the way up until not just two, but through P&Z. We have dozens of emails, tons of in-person meetings. We brought on Kimley Horn, O'Brien, and Wilmack Hampton to go through this. We brought 4 different users. We talked to Barkay, Curly's Custard, Rogers Roundhouse, cool things we thought new to Mansfield, something experiential, something different. We brought along national retailers who are very interested here. And we said all along, hey, this can only be supported if we get housing here. And so we need housing. We need multifamily. But we also said, we're not just doing multifamily. We're doing row homes. We're doing small single family format. And we said, hey, what if we made this a great walkable area? And so we created a trail system that integrated into the Trinity River Water District, has open green space, 7 acres of open green space. We said, what if we improve that? What if we put landscape edges on here and made it so everybody could walk to not just the retail on our side? What if we got it back to the canals? What if we got it over to HEB? In addition to that, city staff said, you know what? Your neighbor, Admiral Legacy, has a problem with detention, and we'd also like to see connection there. Can you restart the process a little bit and start thinking through connection back to Admiral Legacy? Can you help us with detention there? I said, absolutely. Let's all be good neighbors here. And so we got our engineers going on that. So they studied, how would detention work? How would access work? HEB had a problem with detention. We said, how do we help them? We said, Roberts Road turns into now Navi. How do we connect that in a great way? How do we integrate all this? And so we got together and came up with a plan and said, hey, here's a great way to do it. And so we did that. We did that in good faith. Hundreds of emails at this point. Hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point. So then we're thoughtful. We're listening. We're trying to do something great for the city. So then we go to P&Z. And P&Z said, hey, this is fabulous. Thank you. We won 7-0 P&Z approval. They said, this is great. This is right with what the city is looking for. I said, okay, great. So we press on. Another thing, just of note with our property, as far as the characteristic, you guys know it. You drive it all the time. But you know this property, while it's bound on the west by the 287 service road, there's no access to this site from the 287 service road. So if you're exiting northbound 287, you can't get to this site. You have to go up, around, down to 287. Well, we worked it out. We were thoughtful enough to bring in the neighboring investors and say, hey, can we get an access back from the HEB anchored center to our site, which will enhance the experience for everybody? And they said, yeah, we'll work with you on it. We went to Trinity, the water district, and said, hey, can we please get access across the water district as well? They said, yeah, but this is time, money, energy. And so it's important there, without having access from HEB down to the south, commercial, retail, all those things, they really don't work. And I would say those investors are very encouraged to have mixed use on our site because it brings more customers back to them, right? They like that idea. More residents in place to come serve their businesses. So I continue. So we went June 17th, received P&Z approval, 7-0. And then after that, I just want to note that the city said, as we were approaching a July 8th city council meeting, I said, hey, do you want me to send you my presentation? The city said, you know what, actually, we'd like to handle the presentation. We want to have it consistent with what was shown at the Planning Commission. I said, no problem. They did a great job presenting. And if you remember from that night, when it came to vote, there was no motion. And so disconnect between me, staff, and council, just say, hey, there wasn't conviction at that moment to vote on it. So, okay, awkward, no problem. So then I spent several weeks making sure I was touching base with different city council members. And actually, I spoke with all of you, met or spoke with all of you to the best I could. So on July 25th, I spoke with Ms. Short, 26, Mr. Fresquez, 26, Ms. Bounds, 29th, I received an email back from Mayor Evans, July 31st, Mr. Brosh, August 7th, Mr. Newsom, August 7th, Mr. Tenor. Reaching out, trying to collaborate, trying to say, hey, here's my plan. What do you think about it? Do you have any concerns? Is this something you see yourself moving forward with and supporting? And largely, the support was there. And so at that point, I think it would have passed immediately. Not everybody was on board. We'll say that. But then I got a call on August 12th saying, hey, instead of taking the public hearing tonight, we're requesting you to table it because we want to study a couple things, particularly as it relates to phasing. So we did. So we went back, and we were very thoughtful on how would we phase this. What's the appropriate uses? What's the appropriate densities? What do we need to be able to deliver at first in order to be able to continue on with the development? So we did. So then between August in December, we worked on phasing. So again, 3 more months, 40 more emails, 3 more in-person meetings, multiple site plans. We took in this phasing, trying to accommodate everyone around us. So then we said, okay, let's try to tee this up for a December 9th public hearing. So I said, okay, before I do that, I want to touch base with the council members, make sure everyone's still feeling the same. At that point, what I heard back from different individuals was, hey, we don't think this is the time to do this. We would ask you not to. We'd ask you to press on and wait. This is something you need to do. Wait to the next council and present it to the next council. And I said, gosh, we've come a long way. I feel like I've listened. I feel like I've collaborated. I've worked with staff trying to present something incredible for the city of Mansfield. But at that point, you guys weren't ready for it, and I respect that. And so I said, okay, I'll table this, and we'll wait. So that's what I did at that point. But then the strangest thing happened to me. It had been very quiet. And on the evening on February 20th, I got a call at about 5:30 at night saying, hey, what are you doing on the public hearing on Monday night for City of Mansfield? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, oh, yeah, you're set to go to public hearing for zoning Monday the 24th. I said, no, not me. That's someone else. You must be confused. They said, no, you're on tap to go. And so it was at that point I immediately put a call in to Joe, call in to Matt. Nobody returns my call. Then I put an email the next day. Don't hear from anybody. I finally hear back from Matt on the 24th, the day of the public hearing, at about 11:45. Matt, what's going on? This has been quiet for a while. Matt said, hey, there's a procedural thing. We just need to clean up our zoning pipeline. We'd ask that we can just go put a denial to your SOMA so you can bring it up with the next council. I said, gosh, this sounds really strange. What are we doing? And why didn't anyone let me know? We're hundreds of emails into this. Dozens of in-person meetings at this point. countless calls, and nobody wants to reach out to let me know. Okay? So at that point, in my mailbox, I still hadn't even received a public notice. Haven't seen it. So I dig it up online, I look at it, and say, okay, it's just for Soma, let's go. So as you know, we show up here, or I show up here, in a scramble last Monday night to get here. And strangest thing happened. Ms. Short proposes, makes a motion to not approve or deny Soma, but to propose C2, something that I had never requested, something that my investors had never thought of, would never even dream of that could happen. And I just got to let you know, that impacts. We went in cooperation, in full communication with the city staff, saying, hey, we got to buy this. We'll buy it for the in-place zoning, but our goal is to make it mixed use. But to come take away our in-place zoning at this point is an immediate loss of millions of dollars for my investors. This C2 thing feels like a total sneak attack. And I don't understand. I really don't. I've really worked in good faith with the city, trying to improve your city. And so now we asked on Friday to withdraw the full application. Just withdraw it. Let's move on. This council doesn't want to take on Soma. That's okay. We can handle a no. But don't come strip us on some bizarre legal take. I'm not an attorney, but I've never heard of this before. And make it some big controversial thing. It's not right. It's just not right. You know this. This is the loss of millions of dollars on something I've done in cooperation with the city from moment one, before I ever put an offer on the property. So to come strip me of that is just, it's not right at all. I'm concerned for you that, you know, institutional investors are really studying Mansfield right now and trying to decide, is this a place on the come? Is this a place we should put our dollars? And they're really watching. People watch these public hearings. I get calls after Monday night going, what just happened with your property? It's concerning. Lenders are very concerned. Mr. Newsom, you know, working with lenders. They're very concerned about this, that land use rights and property rights have the potential to be stripped in Mansfield. It doesn't seem like the right thing. So I just ask you tonight, hey, let us withdraw this. Let us go take it to the next council. Because coming and taking our in-place zoning from us is the result of loss of millions of dollars and tainting the good reputation of Mansfield. So that's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Do we have any others? All right. Thank you very much. I will continue the public hearing at 8:03 p.m. And I will call for a motion.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make a motion that we remand this back to P&Z and ask them to take a look at the land use plan to see if it would be appropriate, what is appropriate, the most appropriate use for this land, if C2 is appropriate, and direct staff to take the appropriate actions based on that.
All right, thank you, ma'am. It's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Ms. Bounds. All right, question? Hearing none, please cast your votes. Item carries 7-0. Thank you very much. Moving to item number 14, new business, item 25-6457. It's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving a professional services contract with Landtech Engineers, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $149,650 for construction materials, engineering, testing services, and special inspections for the Mansfield Multi-Use Stadium Project, finding that the medium at which this is approved is open to the public as required by law and declaring an effective date. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. This item is a resolution approving a professional services contract with a construction materials testing firm, Landtech Engineers. This is for special inspections for the stadium, multi-use stadium project. Landtech would perform these special inspections in conjunction with the design specifications from Perkins and Will and the construction services of Moss Construction. This is a routine performance from a professional engineer to do these special inspections to ensure that our structures and facilities are of the utmost quality and protection for all citizens. So I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
All right, on my right. Go ahead, Ms. Bounds.
So is this considered like a routine or a normal course of business for us that we would require this of any builder coming here to be looking at placing and doing inspections for us for such a big project like this?
Yes, ma'am. All city facility projects, construction projects, and roadway projects currently utilize construction materials testing firms as an independent agency.
So how come we wouldn't do this in-house?
This is professional engineers with additional professional certifications that do this. We don't have the expertise in-house to manage these type of inspections, looking at rebar, welding, joints, structural compressions of concrete, things like that, so that require special equipment as well.
And this is kind of like for long-term safety and make sure that the components of the stadium remain sturdy and have a good lifetime use for it.
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else on my right? On my left? Better good? All right. Thank you very much. I will call for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Newsom. Thank you, Mr. Tenora. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. Item carries 7-0. Item 15.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Newsom. Mr. Nora. Was that Brosh? I'm sorry, Mr. Brosh. All right, cast your vote, Mr. Evans. All right, that item carries 7-0. And we are adjourned at 8:07 p.m. See you in a couple of weeks, friends.